Okay, welcome everybody to Tea Touch for You, our wonderful immersion program. Today is day 5 of 6, and we are delighted, excited to be here with you today. A special welcome to those of you who are new and just coming in, and a warm and wonderful welcome, of course, to everybody who has been joining us and is coming back, and those of you who will be listening in afterwards. I'm Sandy Rakowitz. We're here with Eleanor Silverstein and, of course, the most wonderful and inspiring Linda Tellington-Jones, founder of Tea Touch, Tellington Tea Touch, and Tea Touch for You. As people are coming in, you know, I know a number of people are continuing to come on in these first early minutes. So just really imagine we're coming in from literally all around the world. It's amazingly exciting, right? And really just imagine us all gathering together. So this is the call, coming in together, imagining that we're in this wonderful big circle. Linda's going to take us into a beautiful ancient forest in a few minutes. And we are here gathering for creating the world and the humanity that we crave. One touch at a time, day by day, moment to moment, through this gateway, this wonderful, beautiful, amazing gateway, profound gateway of Tellington Tea Touch for You, and connecting with our intention with the creative spark, cellular intelligence, that divine spark that is within the nucleus of each and every one of our cells. So before we get going into the ancient tree forest together. Eleanor is going to go over a few logistical housekeeping things and then we'll carry on.
Hi, everybody. Welcome, welcome. So it would be better if you, instead of unmuting yourself, if you raise your hand, because sometimes we notice people were accidentally unmuting themselves, unless you feel so comfortable with unmuting and then muting yourself. So here I'm going to mute somebody because they just unmuted themselves. And so you're going to see me go through. And if I accidentally mute you when you were wanting to ask a question, forgive me. It's what we're trying to do is block out all the extraneous noise, like my dog's barking or someone else's dog's barking. And let's see what else. The way to go in, and you can chat on the side if you have questions or having conversation with yourself when something really inspires you. And we'll be looking at the conversation as we go along too. And then we'll maybe tie that back in. And now I'm also trying to remember how we go about raising hands. So hold on, one sec. We go into manage. No, I don't remember how we raise hands. Do you remember how we raise hands? More. Nope. Because I don't have the same screen. Miranda, do you see how to raise hands? Okay. You don't see how to raise hands. Okay. Hold on. Because I have a different screen.
You click on, Heidi just said, click on.
No. Participants there.
What, Linda?
It says, she said, click on participants there.
Right. So I also did that. Click on manage participants.
So each person.
I just wrote it in the chat. It says chat, and I just wrote in the chat.
Right. But there's a way for a hand.
Oh, the raise hand. Sorry.
Oh, good. Martha just raised her hand. So there we go. Martha, how did. Martha, I'm going to un. Of course. Martha, I just unmuted you. Everyone's raising their hand. How did you raise your hand? I love it. Everyone's raising their hands.
I think we found it.
Okay, can you tell us where you found the raise the hands?
You click for the for us, the participants. Hi, Linda. You found it too. Good girl. It's clicking on participants so that at the bottom, and then it comes up.
Okay.
I'm going to mute me, or you can mute me.
Great. Thank you. Thank you. Okay. Yeah. See, on mine, it doesn't because I manage participants. So you just go down to the bottom on the black part of your screen where it says participants, and it'll offer you to raise your hand. And is Miranda, do you see it there? Wait, hold on. Okay.
I do, but I don't see a hand. Oh, those are people whose hands have been raised. Okay. If I click on that, it's supposed to, no, it's not letting me raise. Oh, there, I see what you're saying. Hold on, let me try. Hold on. Yes. Okay.
Yay!
So below the list of all the colored icons representing everyone is on the right-hand side in the middle of the page, raise hand. Okay. And I do read English, and I swear I am a graduate. So, you know, it's like.
Thank you, Miranda. Okay.
Okay, I'm muting again.
Okay, thank you. And then we will meet for 50 minutes, and we're taking a 10-minute break, right, Sandy? Five or 10 minutes.
Yeah, somewhere. We'll announce the length when we get there, but great. Somewhere around there.
Okay, and I think that's it.
Okay.
Okay. Linda? And if you've raised your hand, you can go ahead and lower your hand now.
Thanks, Eleanor. Okay. Thanks, everybody.
Thanks.
Okie dokie, Linda.
Good morning. I am in such a place of gratitude for being back here again with all of you. You cannot imagine over the weeks how strong a connection I have felt to everyone. And I have been using as a mantra this page 14 statement of Joan C. King in this wonderful book, The Code of Authentic Living, Cellular Wisdom. And I want to put this out before we even begin, because it's been with me like over and over and over. It's when we open ourselves to source energy, we connect with cellular wisdom. For source energy, that divine spark, is our link to the creative energies of the universe. And this concept that we're all doing here together, creating the world and the humanity we crave, this opportunity to be together, bringing our collective desire to make a difference in the world, is a great treasure. And I thank all of you for being a part of this. And I just cannot tell you what a treasure it is to work with you all and to have this collaboration with Sandy and Eleanor. It's a treasure. I would like us to begin by putting one hand over the other on our heart chakra. Taking a few lovely deep breaths in through our nose and out through pursed lips. And very softly in the direction that is preferred by you. Make our 1 1/4 circle. Smile. Mm-hmm. And send gratitude to this amazing collection of genius cells. 100 trillion cells, as Joan King states, in our bodies. Cellular wisdom that we are connecting with, that gives us this memory of divine source, divine consciousness, that gives us this opportunity of connecting to these creative energies of the universe. so that we can create this world we crave. Each one of us. Each one of us. So we're going to now, together, take a journey into this ancient forest we have created. Just imagine a shape-shifting, and we're all together, coming together. Sorry. Coming together, as Sandy said, from all over this precious planet. And as we look around us and gather together in this forest, it's lovely and open and has sunlight coming through it. And as we enter the forest and we look around, just take a nice deep breath and what do you get coming into these wonderful nose senses that we have? And let's just softly walk on the grass and listen. What do we hear? Do we hear wind in the trees? The wind is talking to us. Do we hear the leaves in some of these like wonderful little bushes that I see? And the flowers that are waving at us as we pass through and around. And now look around and see the animals, the circle of animals who are here with us. And as we come together and circle around, we're going to create this beautiful little opening with us. And in the center of this opening is a lovely, like a just a small pool, reflective pool, just beautiful blue water in it. And around the pool, around this small, lovely water opening, it just reminds me of somehow the Oracle of Delphi. I don't know where that came from. Interesting. The water is holding the message for us. That's it. The water that reflects the water in every cell in our body. And now we're creating in the grass, co-creating this beautiful, it's like an aquamarine crystal stage. Except it's just in the earth, and it's a lovely possibility of feeling this connection, this crystalline connection. Now let us gather in a circle, first of all, and then I'm going to give you some instructions, actually, to write in your journal. Get your journals ready beside you. And your pens. And now put your hands on your heart and look around and let us call in all of the unseen, all of the angels who are here with us, our guardian angels, all of your guides who are with you, because we have many, many who have these animals who are with them, various other beings who are with you. We're asking for this connection that we can all share all of this. And now I'm going to ask you to write a few sentences of instruction. And I'm going to give us an opportunity to do the flowering tree ceremony. I learned this ceremony from Rupert Sheldrake at the Ojai Foundation Peaceful Cultures Conference in 1984. And we were sitting in a yurt, and he simply guided us as I'm going to guide you. Now, without even going to the trees, we're just going to imagine. So this flowering tree ceremony has 5 questions. I'd like you to write down the questions. And so this is a journaling process. So the first question we're going to ask a tree. And actually what we're going to do right now, we just imagine, first of all, we imagine that each one of us get up and we move around in the forest and we just look for a tree that is going to connect with us. Give us this opportunity to get these messages. I'll give you some moments to just find your tree. And we're going to, first of all, sit down. Traditionally, it's with your back to the north, but it actually doesn't matter. We're going to put our back in one direction, and you're going to write down the question, who am I? And then I'm going to give you all the questions, and then as you do the exercise yourself, you'll get up and move around the tree from side to side. You get up and you move to the opposite side, and you ask the tree, where do I come from? Where do I come from? And then you imagine you get up and you go to another side and you ask, what am I doing here? Here can be here in this forest, here on the earth, here in this group together. Whatever comes for you, just begin journaling. And then you get up and go to the other side, the last side of the tree. And you ask, where am I going? Where am I going? Those are the traditional 4 questions, and it's done, you know, north, south, east, west. I would say we don't need to worry about this. And then I like to ask another question, and that is, do you have anything else you would like to tell me? Enjoy the process, and I'm going to give you about 15 minutes to do this. And if you finish before, I invite you to wander perhaps a little in the forest, look to see who else is there with us who may have something they want to bring to us. We're entering here in the secret world of nature. In this way. So Sandy, if you could, so our 4th question again. So it's, who am I? Where do I come from? What am I doing here? Where am I going, Miranda? Where am I going? And the last question is, do you have anything else you would like to tell me? So enjoy. Sandy, are you going to be our timekeeper?
Yes, I can do that.
Thank you.
We have just about 5 minutes left. About 2 minutes. So you have just about a minute and a half, a little over a minute. So just start finishing up whatever part you're writing, knowing that you'll be able to come back to this at any time.
Thank you. Let us imagine now getting up from our tree or where you were perhaps moving around and come back into our circle and sit around this beautiful reflective pool. And we're going to ask you, a few people who would like to share their experience and just perhaps share only like one of the questions so we get an opportunity to hear from more people. And we're going to ask you to post these on the Facebook page so that we can share them. And we'll gather them together and put them all together for those of you who perhaps aren't on Facebook. Sandy, let's think of a way with this. So come into the circle. And now, who would like to raise their hand and share one thing?
Hi, go ahead. You raised your hand. I only see Gans on your name.
Right.
That's Gary and Sandy.
Smith. Oh,
Gary and Sandy, of course.
Sandy Smith, yeah. Now you got it.
For number one, who am I? A facilitator.
Did you hear?
Beautiful. Yes. Beautiful, Gary. Yes. Thank you. Facilitator.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Anybody else? If you don't know how to raise your hand, you can actually just raise your hand. Okay, Anne Quigley, hi. Are you there?
Yeah, where am I going? It was the side of the tree was a little dark and it was kind of muffled, the sound. So I don't know what that meant, but that's what I got. You know, on question four, where am I going? I just was on the side of the tree I was on was kind of dark and it was muffled. And that was it. I just thought that was interesting. Thanks.
Yeah, thank you. That's a tough one for sure. Oh, great. Nina. Hi, Nina.
Hey, it's Nina, but that's okay.
Thank you.
When number five, do you have anything else you would like to tell me? It said, see beauty and perfection in everything.
So beautiful. Thank you. So fitting.
Oh, hello, Sandra. Let's see if I can unmute you. 1 second. I'm trying.
I just unmuted me, I think. Hi. Question one, very strange. Who am I? You are a spirit. You're like the animal spirit, the tree spirit, the rock spirit.
That's very beautiful, Sandra. When you think of that, well, if you think of it, we are all one. This is so interesting because this connection to all that is, we are all one. It's a message we keep getting over and over. And it's so interesting when I ask the question, where do I come from? It's from the farthest reaches of the universe, from the stars and many others of your soul journeys, becoming a beacon to awaken the sleeping ones to their beauty, to their divine being, to their knowing of their connection to divine consciousness, and to all that is, to all that is. And that is what that the connection with the tree spirits, with all of these other, remember this recognition that the Morton Bay fig tree said that it is our opportunity, it is our actually, it's a necessity to create this world we crave in order to recognize the kingdoms of the plants and the, and the nature spirits and the minerals and all that is. And I believe that's what you're getting.
Well, when I asked, when it was it, where are you from? It said far away, a place far away. Far away.
Out from the universe. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Shannon.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi. Dog emergency here, but when I asked who am I got a vessel to bring visions into reality. And I also come from the Milky Way, from Stardust. And my purpose is, what am I doing here? Connecting dots, fulfilling dreams, helping people, creating visual joy. And refining skills, where am I going? Refining skills, honing talents, and giving more. And what the tree wanted to tell me was to strengthen what you are learning now and see the change, be the change, take the ride on the spiral into the universe that will hold you. What goes around comes around. So
thank you. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
And let's see, Lori. Hold on, I'm trying to unmute you. It sometimes
Hi.
There. Hi, Lori.
Hi, everyone. When on the fifth question of a message that the tree would like to tell me, it said it is time to heal your heart that you may be free. As each cell in the body carries the divine spark, each and every being is a cell in this body who is Earth.
Beautiful. Can you read that again?
Yes. First, the tree said, it is time to heal your heart that you may be free. And as each cell in the body carries the divine spark, each and every being is a cell in this body, which is Earth.
So beautiful.
Wow.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Let's see. Okay. And Miranda, let's see if I can unmute you.
There we go. Okay. So, who am I? A sliver of God having a human experience. Where do I come from? The indigo. My culture exists within the indigo. Mm. What am I doing here? To learn, to grow, to heal, and then teach. I was created to be able to transit many different cultures and frequencies to support our understanding of each other, and to currently remember into being all of us as one being. And that led me to another question I couldn't resist. It's like, while you're on the phone, let me just ask another question, you know? So the next question was, what do I, Miranda, need to remember right now? That everything is an experiment, everything. And I find that so powerful because for me anyway, I have such judgments on how I do something or what I'm looking at or how I should know or how come I'm not. And that's not the time zone we're in anymore. We're in, you know, keep your knees bent. You know, we're in that we have to be flexible, keep your knees bent. So that everything is an experiment, everything. And there's no failure in experimenting. You just tweak. You get to tweak. So that made me feel good. Where am I going when I'm ready to a higher frequency, when I'm complete with this one? And do you have anything else you want to tell me? It will be and already is a joyful journey. Yeah. This was very, very powerful for me. Thank you.
I love that sliver of God.
Yeah. Yeah, what, you know, because that's such a big question, like, who am I? Oh, my God, I, you know, but I just said, Miranda, simplify, just what comes through, a sliver of God, okay.
Got it.
Yeah.
Thank you. Let's go on sharing. I think this is really, this is our dream with this, is to really bring all of our, all of the gifts each one of us brings to the table.
Oh, Liza, did I see you wave your hand?
I did it one time.
Oh, fantastic.
Okay. Well, I felt I was really dipping into a whole nother reality here. So number five, do I have anything else the trees want to tell me? Never forget me. Always come back to visit. This union that you do with me, this communion with all aspects of natures and beings and humans, makes the light and makes the healing.
This is so beautiful. And it's interesting when you say you feel like you're dipping into another dimension, because that's what we really are doing. And the first time I did this at Ojai, I was really, I was too shy to share what I got. And the only reason that I dared to do it was because Rupert Sheldrake then sort of shared his, and he and a couple of other people got exactly the same thing as you come from the stars. As Shannon said, you come from the Milky Way. We come from out there onto this planet, with this connection to all that is. And when we dare to realize that and remember our connection to this amazing earth and all that is, wow. Great enrichment.
Yeah. And Linda, I don't know if it's because I'm just with you here and I'm influenced by you, but where do I come from? And it said, I came from another land. I have come from a distant civilization that helps to heal the world in this time. I think I'm with you, Linda.
Thank you. I mean, this is it's really important that we begin to realize, this is such a gift to be here on the planet at this time, and having us come together in this way is really powerful. And thank you for daring, because it's scary, isn't it?
Yes.
To actually share that.
Yes, it is.
And that's why we need to prime the pump and to share some of this stuff, because, we do come from the Milky Way, as Shannon said, a slice of God and this creative universe. So beautiful. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
I see now other hands coming up. Thank you.
Karen, hold on. There you are. Let's see. It takes a moment to unmute. Try it again. Holy cow. Maybe you can unmute yourself.
Did it work?
Oh, good. It worked. Hello. Welcome.
Aloha.
Aloha.
I had for the second question, where do I come from? Also Atlantis. And then sent from heaven and Maui. Interesting. I never had this. And then on the third question, what am I doing here? You are helping as a messenger to save the unconditional divine love through animals and nature in order to help people's hearts to save the world.
Yep.
That's the...
Yep. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
And I see Martha. Hi, Martha. Welcome.
Hi, can you hear me okay?
Yeah, a little bit. If you can get closer, that'd be great.
Okay. Hello, everybody.
Hi.
So number one, who am I? I was asking the tree, and the tree was, you are me. We are one, rooted in earth. I needed to share that. Touching the stars, there's no separation. And there was some more, you are turtle medicine, spider woman. There was some other imagery. The other one I wanted to share was what was there? Wait. Number three, what was that? What am I doing here? The word legacy came up. I'm here as part of an endless chain. I got an image of an infinity sign connected and linking. And for me, number five, the tree of life has been a really meditative part for the last month, since this class started, actually. And so I just had that sense, that feeling of the infinity sign, of the transformation of energy, physical matter changes. We eternally, the tree, becomes soil, the leaves fall. There's just this tree of life and the cyclical part. And I felt being. I felt a being and a oneness is the word that I can use.
Thank you. And as we hear more of this and we dare to share, because it's scary at first, you can't, it's fascinating. For some, it's other dimensions that we're opening to. So fascinating. Thank you.
We have someone who's on their iPhone, but it doesn't have a name. Your hand is raised and I unmuted you. Hope you know who you are.
It's probably me, Renee.
Hi, Renee. Welcome.
Thank you. I'm a little plugged up, but I'll do my best to be audible. A similar thread on the question of where do I come from? And this sort of surprised me, but what came through was you are from a star planet, a beautiful and peaceful place where all animals and beings coexist and honor one another. Their wishes for all of you on Earth to learn from the star children they have sent and from the animals and Mother Earth. So, very similar to what some of the other people were coming up with, the star planet thread.
And read that last sentence now about the animals.
And that their wish from this star planet is for all who are here on Earth to learn from the star children, the animals, and Mother Earth.
Beautiful. Thank you, Renee.
Thank you so much.
We're waving at you, but you can't see us.
Now, I'm going to look and see if I can find Simala, because she wrote something. So hold on. Let me see.
And I believe it's her birthday today.
Oh, my goodness.
Really? Okay, wait. We have to find her.
I found her.
You found her? Oh, great. So go ahead and maybe you can unmute her and she can.
There she is.
Hi.
There you are.
Hi.
Hi.
You're unmuted. You can speak.
Yes.
Happy birthday.
Hi. Nice to meet you.
Happy birthday.
Thank you.
So, Simala, you wrote something. Can you share that?
Yes, it's very, for everybody, special feeling when you meet the vibration of the tree, because they speak with vibration. They have this special sound that give you some meaning, but you feel what they want to speak, and I understand that I come from many tribes in many lives, and I start to cry because when I meet this tree, he immediately give me this strange vibration that was like to be in paradise. And he meet me. I was not meeting him. It's like he, yes, every tree call us. We are not going to them. And immediately he speak like he know me from I don't know how many times. Like he know myself what are worry about or what they was like if you fear something, they feel everything and they answer not what you think or you want to ask them. They answer what you need to know. And he immediately he said, it's everything will be fine in this life, but in every life you need to understand what you need. So trust yourself and don't worry. This is what he repeat always, don't worry. We are all one, so you have not to be worried. It's like he said that there is something that help the stars to find the way, and this help you in the same way. This is strange, but this is what I feel inside when I speak with this tree. And it was so thrilling for me. It's a very high sensation. And okay, this is everything. What I feel, yes. We are all one in all the universes, not only this one. Thank you.
Thank you for sharing. Good.
Let's see. So I'm looking for Susie. Computer for picture, but phone for sound. But I don't know which. Okay. I'm going to do something. Susie, since I can't find you, and you might be a phone.
I see her, Susie.
Do you see her? Oh, fantastic.
I just unmuted you, Susie. Oh, I see that you're talking. Oh, this is the same thing that we had before. Bummer. You were talking before, weren't you? I can see you speaking, but not, we can't hear you.
Oh, you mean this happened last time?
It's happened each time. We've been emailing and talking, trying to figure it out.
Well, maybe she can write that for us later and we can take another person then and we can get hers and she'll write it in.
That's a great idea.
Oh,
am I? Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Good. Okay, I pressed *6. So when I need to leave, I need to know what to press. Hello, everyone.
Hi.
This has been Susie.
Very touching for me. And it was so strange. I was in another dimension, but it said, who am I? You are a vibrantly alive energy wave. And where do I come from? You emerged from far away and across space and time. And what am I doing here to bring a new way of being in communication with plants and animals and other humans? It was very weird. Thank you.
Thank you for daring to share. We all need to hear this, all of us. So do you have anything else that you would dare to share?
Where am I going? Into the mystery. And then it had a lot to say to me about how I was
from my family, my tribe. And I needed to come back and help.
We have a lot of feedback, so...
her computer is probably on along with her phone.
Right. Yeah.
What do you need me?
If you can mute your computer, then we can hear you on your phone.
Arrivo, tanto c'è la pausa ora.
I think it's muted already.
Already? It says it's. You know what?
That's okay. So if you don't mind. Oh, good. You're muted. Oh, that may not be her. Look.
I just muted her.
Oh, yeah. You did? Okay.
Yeah. Sorry, Susie. I just muted you.
Now, the thing that was so beautiful, Susie, and I know how hard it is to share this information that we don't expect, and yet you hear how it's coming through, and I expect there are many others who are getting this and we just don't dare to share this at first. It's so different from what we have been thinking or expecting. And so thank you for daring that. And we're going to be asking people, the second time that I did this, and then I dared to share it, I found so many other, it validated what other people were getting. Because it is, as I forget who the first person was, said it's like you went into another dimension, which we are remembering. You know, we're coming into that knowing that Michael Rhodes talks about in Entering the Secret World of Nature. It's the knowing that's coming through from the tree. Such beautiful messages. So I think, Sandy, we're at the top of this hour, right? Do we have one more person that we just need to hear? And then we want to gather these because you see how important they are.
If nobody else's hand is up, I'd actually love to share because it...
I think you should.
Okay, we also have two people's hands up going
okay.
up.
Okay, I'm just going to go even though I...
Go.
Okay. Because part of it, Linda and everybody, is because as you were saying about the dare to share, there's a place that wants to hide in sharing this, even though I talk about this stuff all the time. So that tells me I really need to share it. And what else do you have to tell me? Well, Sirius, I've never heard that before about where I'm from. And I'm a light being. And to be a link heart to heart. But the piece that feels you are a leader. Do you have anything else to share, to tell me? You are a leader among many light workers here to share your inspirations in playful, creative, and unusual ways, which express your creative understanding of living life to the fullest in the most pleasurable of ways, to break free of constraints previously believed, and to show people. To show people what it's like to live from source, with source, as a expression of source. Infinite possibilities are here through this portal of potency you are calling forth and which is ever present. It is safe to share your inner wisdoms and continue to show this way. To share in all the ways, forms that delight you. This is divine purpose and uplifts and expands and is evolutionary growth for you. And this shows what's possible.
Wow.
And I know how hard it is to share that. And so what I am going to do is ask those who had their hand up to share. This is, yeah. This is too important.
I agree.
This is why we're here.
Yeah.
This is why we're here.
Susan Davis.
Oh, good. Hi.
Hi.
Okay. Hi, Linda.
Hi.
I'm a princess. I never thought I was a princess, but I am a princess, and I come from the moon to the earth, and I'm here to heal others. And I'm moving to infinity, and I need to listen more to the tree. That's it.
Beautiful.
I'm thrilled. This is so exciting.
I love you.
Thank you. I love you too.
There's a lot of nose blowing going on around here. We're all feeling it. I saw somebody else.
Yeah, we had another person because we had two before.
Yeah, so raise your hand again and I'm scrolling through to see you. Oh, there we go. That was you. Janice, hi.
Hi. Hi. Okay, well, thank you for giving me this opportunity. Who am I? I got an aspect of every creature and everything. And where do I come from? I got the universe, and I kept getting the word Venus, and I thought, oh no, you can't be serious. but I think it's more about just coming from love. That's what it came to me later. And what am I doing here? I'm spreading the word for creatures, for all creatures, about love and empathy for all. and where am I going? I just got spiraling and spiraling. And anything else to tell me? And it was just not to fear. And I'm going to cry, but I feel like that I'm beginning to understand why I have the job that I do now, and where my rheumatoid arthritis has brought me to this. I kept thinking it took me away from my beloved horses. And instead, I think it's bringing me to spread the word in a way I never imagined. I'm a counselor now, and I actually, if I would have thought of this 20 years ago, I thought, man, you're crazy, woman. But I work for the Navy, and so I'm teaching heart hugs to all my clients, and it's been really profound to do this. And I understand now how I am spreading the word. And I'm not alone, and I'm never apart from my beautiful horses and the creatures that I can't physically care for anymore. But they're still with me, and they honor me. And I want to so honor them. Thank you.
Thank you so much,
Janice.
And for those of you who don't know Janice, she worked with me for many years in my office. She had a wonderful stable and horses and business with horses for many, many years, and then was really a force in the rescue world in the animal. What did you call it? You know, Humane Society for many years. And now it's fascinating to hear that you bring this into the Navy. Yes. And to bring heart hugs and to feel your horses. Did your horses come around you in the forest?
All the creatures did. But for funny reason is on the base where I work, every time when I drive home, I see deer. And the deer were very much present for me. And I stop every day when they're out and just spend a few minutes with them, and they stare at me and I stare at them and that's kind of my unwind time, and then I go home. And so there were many of them there, but I have in my office now I was even given a picture of a horse by a coworker, a beautiful horse, and the picture hangs on my wall. So when people walk in, they can't help but see all the creatures on my walls in my office. And I wanted to say that I'm creating a sign that I will share with everybody when I finally finish it. I'm creating a sign about, have you given yourself a heart hug today? And I have a heart on it, and I'm just trying to get the drawing of two hands inside the heart. And I'm gonna frame it and put it up in my office.
Oh my God! Share it with us. Share it.
Yes, that would be lovely.
I will. And I want to say too, the other thing, I had an opportunity to they have a group that they're called victim advocates for those people that have been sexually assaulted, and I had a chance to teach the victim advocates how to do a heart hug. And that even on the phone, I've done this with people, is teaching them how to give a heart hug. And I thought, my God, you know, if anybody needs this, you know, people that have been assaulted or abused or whatever, my God, what a beautiful way to send their love, you know, to themselves, something they can do for themselves. And yes, I think that is so powerful to do that. When you think you're all alone, it's like, no, you're not. You know, give yourself that heart hug. And that was very, I think, very powerful for myself and, you know, and for the class. So I'm so excited about this heart hug. And I did share this on Facebook, and I hope you don't mind my yakking about this, but I did some research about cellular stuff, and I came across about somebody else talking about, they didn't call it a heart hug, but, you know, placing your hands on your heart. So I started doing that, and then I did the forehead, body, mind, and then spirit, top of the head, and I opened my hands like a funnel. Oh, it's so profound. And visualize the divine spark coming into the top of my head, and I'm going to cry again because it's very profound to do it that way. So that's just something I came across and I wanted to share.
Thank you so much. That is so beautiful. Thank you, Janice. Did we have another hand up?
Well, Linda, Pam Beats, I think, would you be willing, I'm going to find you, there we go. Pam, I'm going to mute you. You wrote something to the group which was really lovely. Would you be willing to share that? Are you there? Okay, I will read what she wrote. Oh, I don't have sound. That's what you're saying? Okay, so is it okay if I read what you wrote to the group? Thank you. She put, everyone's sharing seems to be something I needed to hear and made sense to me in general and in connection to the messages I received. Thank you. I mean, that's what she wrote. And it's feeling like that's what we're, so many of us are feeling that, right?
Exactly. Thank you so much. And I want to share this with you because it kind of pulls together what I got as, what am I doing here? Waiting, listening, to find, to gather those together who give their will to the will of Source, who are committed to making a positive difference on the planet, on this precious planet, to validate those who are ready to make a conscious commitment to the planet. And I just thank you all, and I thank the trees who brought us these messages. And we're going to take our 10-minute break now.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
So it's a quarter after, it's 16 after, so 25 after, we'll come back. I'll stop this recording.
We're coming back at what time?